Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hi, thanks for being here. I hope this finds you in good health and secure. The silent meditations in Gangyo. The second one, appreciation to the law of self-manifestation. I solemnly praise the true law of self-manifestation, myoho renge kyo, the core of the Juryo chapter of Honmon, the supreme law hidden in the depths of the Lotus Sutra, the inscrutable essence of the universe, the perfect fusion, and on and on. It's a very long run-on sentence, yeah? Honmon, that's what we're going to talk about today. All right. There's a literal translation, right? It's Japanese. And it's a part of speech as a noun. Common futsuimeshi, meaning main gate or front gate. A lot of times in our Buddhist studies, from Nagarjuna, right? Shakyamuni to Nagarjuna to Tendai all the way to Nichiren. A discussion about gates. Oftentimes, I'll talk about the Gohonzon being a mental doorway. It's a gate, right? It's a front gate. It's a specific gate. It's a main gate. To what? Well, it's like lifting your eyelid. Your eyelid is like a gate, yeah? So when you open the main gate of your eyes, you see clearly. Close the gate, you have to feel around, use your other senses, but you don't have visual data, right? Okay, so simple explanation of the word Honmon. But as a Buddhist term, specifically, the meaning is identifying the latter half of the Lotus Sutra. Now, there are schools of thought that the Lotus Sutra is actually three sections. But without getting into that debate, it's pretty common that we talk about, certainly from Nichiren, the first 14 chapters and the latter 14 chapters. This is why Nichiren tells us to do Gangyo with the second chapter, the expedient means chapter, that prepares us for the main message of the second half of the Lotus Sutra, the lifespan of the Tathagata, where we finally get it, that Buddha-ness doesn't belong to a human. It belongs to the sentient mind. Universally, because Buddha is an experience, not a thing. It's an experience of the entire process of life, of all phenomena, of the priori truth, right? So, as a Buddhist term, the meaning is the latter half of the Lotus Sutra, which describes the nature of the Buddha mind and self-realization of Buddha-ness. Another way to say that is self-manifesting our Buddha-ness, self-manifestation, yeah? Because we're manifesting it. Somebody isn't handing it to us. It doesn't come from the clouds above or the earth beneath us, right? We make the effort to invoke this capacity that's always been part of our sentient mind, part of observation, our eye, our Buddha eye, right? Over and over again, we read about this. So this is Honmon. And in fact, in the meditation, specifically identifies the Juryo chapter of Honmon. So the entire second half of the Lotus Sutra is Honmon. It's everything in there is about how you self-realize. And specifically, the hinge pin of that second half of the Lotus Sutra is the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment derived from buddhaness, your capacity for buddhaness, your Gohonzon mind awakening, all derived through the lifespan of the Tathagata and the rest of the second half. The Juryo chapter, though, really is a drop the mic moment. It's like the big Renge, right? The aha moment. And so Nichiren identifies it as such. It's not just the Honmon. It is the entirety of the Honmon, but it hinges on the Juryo chapter, the 16th, the second chapter, third? Interesting. No, second chapter of the second half. The expedient means second chapter of the first half. Interesting. Juryo being the second chapter of the second half. So, Honmon. In the practice of the Lotus Sutra, the latter half of the sutra is considered the essential doctrine or training of Shakyamuni's method for self-realization. All sections of the Lotus Sutra are of great importance to our practice of self-manifesting of our Buddha nature. However, when we read or recite the specific exhortation to invoke the teachings, quote, hidden in the depths of the Honmon chapters of the Lotus Sutra, right, that confuses a lot of me. What do you mean it's hidden in the depths? That means that it's not like instructions on the back of your popcorn for putting it in the microwave so many seconds and popping. Well, popcorn isn't always that straightforward. But you see, it's hidden by virtue of the fact that you have to understand what you're reading, inculcate the message so that you can get the meaning and achieve your own aha understanding, insight, so that you can have confidence to perform it. So, you know, there's a lot of translations out there, and maybe hidden isn't the right word to use, but that's what we run into. Hidden, secret, right? How many times has Nichiren said, keep this to yourself, keep this secret teaching, not because it's magic or mystical, but there's a certain caution in bringing people from, let's face it, the world and all its religions and cultures and social manipulations, religion or not, are all, to this day, still very cavemanish in that we have all of these manufactured advertising. Just look at advertising. Manufactured consent, right? There's some great books on that by very brilliant people. So all of this magical thinking, mystical thinking, once you accept that you're not in control of your life, that there are forces manipulating you, pushing you, keeping you from, once you make that shift to thinking that life is happening to you, then anything goes. Oh yeah, we live thousands of lifetimes, or we live millions of years, or we can come back as a crow, or it's all acceptable because you've let go of the primary tether to reality. You don't think so? Watch sitcoms closely. Listen to what they're saying. Watch commercials. Watch books that you read. Watch. It's constantly there, from politics to the next great iPhone, to feminine hygiene products, the latest pharmaceutical drug, constantly barraging you with these messages. They're all in some way telling you, you can be more. You are not enough to make you work better. We have the solution, right? Take this, buy that, do this, do that, and you'll get closer to being more you. They even name the stuff that, an I this, How identified are you with product, with politics, with, it's just in everything. And it's all based on that primary premise that you don't know what the hell you're doing. Let us fix you. Right? But Buddhism stands out so glaringly from all of that. That's why it's really insulting when they're Buddhist schools, quote unquote, that go off into self-serving or political or just, it's not Buddhism. It's hard to tell that to somebody, though, who doesn't know. When you come to Buddhism from that world of magical thinking, and then you have, you know, have a little sympathy for the scholars out there, Western scholars who are trying to make this accessible to Western audiences in various languages, they're going to use the vernacular that they know, even if they're honest about it. There's a lot of dishonesty out there. There are people who translate and have translated Buddhist texts in ways that serve their agenda to show how silly Buddhism is without saying it outright. Others who use their rhetoric thinking, well, this will make it more accessible, when all the while they're just confusing the hell out of it because they treat it like another religion. So yeah, hidden. Who's doing the hiding? And I'm not just saying contemporary scholars. I'm talking about people in Gandhara. Thousands of years ago, first changing these verbal teachings into texts. You don't think that they brought their own ideas to bear? A lot of them in super mystical environments like Hinduism and all sorts of magical thinking around all of the religions in India and elsewhere. So, yeah, to say it's hidden maybe isn't such a bad translation. But it's confusing because it sounds like you got to play a shell game to get enlightened. And not so. The only shell game you're playing, if there is one, is in your own mind. That's where it's hidden, because we sleep through life. Your life is your own. Now, it comes with a freight train of karma. Yes. That's why we're all a little different. That's why some of us have struggles with certain things that other people don't seem to struggle with. That's not because that life is crapping on you. It's crapping on everybody, because karma is everything. Right? The whole spectrum of experience. Potential. There's no parameters around potential until you start putting parameters to it. Buddhist practice. Take that karma that you don't enjoy so much and affect it, right? Influence it. Minimize it. Force it into a different tendencies and conditions, yeah? You don't like where you are today? The past is what brought you to today. You can't change the past. It's gone. But you can affect the future starting with the next moment. So if life is moment to moment to moment to moment to moment, and if you look it up, you'll get that Max Planck incredibly tiny measurement of time that a moment is, right? If it's that engaged with what you're experiencing, then you better keep your mind focused, because the minute you drift, how many moments have you gone thrown away? That's Buddhist practice. Engage your Buddha-ness. Hang on to that Buddha-ness as much as you can throughout the day. Nichiren said, I'm living each moment of my day in Myoho Renge Kyo. Quite an accomplishment. Of course, his life was dedicated to doing exactly that. So it's nice to hear from him that he's achieved it. that it's, what's important about that is that that means here's another guy, a fisherman's son, who has achieved self-realization, self, not self-enlightenment, like it's something he got out of the air like a light bulb, self-realization, realized Buddha-ness, right? Nichiren is a great bodhisattva, living the Buddha way, right? As Shakyamuni would say, coursing through life, samsara, as a bodhisattva, maintaining that open gate, the Buddha eye, the Buddha mind. We are simply saying that the elucidations of Shakyamuni's words regarding the true nature of Buddha, inherent in all phenomena and throughout time without beginning, requires some study to understand exactly the profundity of this teaching. There is no clever magic or mysticism here. It is simply that it may take some time and practice for us to figure this out in a meaningful way for our own particular insights and renge, quote-unquote, realization. See self-manifestation in this very book. So there it is. It's another word, honmon. Whether you know what it means or not, not important. But because it's part of our material, now you can catalog it and go, okay, I know, that's just right back to practice. It's just, and it may come in handy when you're assisting somebody else. What do they mean by Hamon? It's basically Nichiren's focus on the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment, the lifespan of the Tathagata. This is the chapter that really nails down that Buddha isn't a person. It's a mental capacity. And we need to unlock, open that eye. And the whole of Lotus Sutra is about doing just that. But the second half is really focused on, right, this is how you do it. This is how it occurs. This is the teaching. This Myoho Renge Kyo is it. And if you don't go into it knowing that that's the structure of the teaching, like some scholars I've read, the Lotus Sutra just wanders all over the place. It never gives you an answer. It just keeps talking about stuff. Well, if you had a little bit of insight, you academician, you would see that what it's talking about is itself. Oh, well, it's self-congratulatory. It never says it. It says very specifically. But, you know, somebody makes up their mind. Oh, this Buddha stuff, you know. It's just another magical religion from Asia. How can you, right? That person has to come to their own enlightenment. This is why I say, you know, I hear from me, just read the Lotus Sutra. That's all you need to read. Or just chant. You don't need to know what it means. You know, maybe for some that's fine. Maybe that works. Maybe they're more astute or intrinsic or what's the word I'm looking for? Look at all the frames I'm skipping. Stop moving your hands, Sylvain. So sorry. But truly, I mean, how many times does Nichiren tell us to study? Shakyamuni. Why would they talk about it so much if it wasn't important? I'll tell you why. Because we're human beings. And we're curious. And when we get doubt, and this is the important part, we'll do almost anything as writ, just as told, right? Okay, because we've got an authoritarian bent, so we do what we're told. But whether it happens right away or it happens in months, at some point you're going to go, why am I doing this? What am I actually doing? What's that for? Why do I have to do that, right? Doubt starts to creep in. Questioning starts to creep in. Creep. It's creeping. Oh, we're hunting enlightenment. I'm amazed at how my mouth works. Okay. Point being, we need answers. And ultimately, answers from others never satisfies us. Shakyamuni understood this. This is why his teachings are so prolific, so long, so storytelling, so all of these examples. Not because he couldn't get to the point, but because he understood that everybody understands for themselves through different access points, different colorations of things. And even if the stories are vague, in their vagaries is your opportunity to go, aha, I get it. But when you say you get it for yourself. You teach yourself. I've talked about this before, right? There's no real such a thing as a teacher teaching you to learn. It's kind of, the words get in the way, because what's really happening is any learning that you experience is you teaching yourself. Whatever the quote-unquote teacher is saying or drawing or making too many hand motions to skip frames in his video, it's you. It's you that's going to teach yourself, because it's your insight that's going to go, ah, now I know, now I'm confident, now I can move forward. Get rid of the doubt, right? So the Honmon, the essential teaching of the Lotus Sutra, is about that. How do you do this for yourself? The first half of the Lotus Sutra is preparing you to get that this information is unique. It takes several forms. You need to be ready to understand what the work is, how to do it, how it'll get you there, have confidence. And now in the second half of the Lotus Sutra, okay, this is what you need to do. This is your program, right? Namo Myo Renge Kyo. Thank you for listening. What's our next term? Do 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 do. Oh ho 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 ho. Ichinin Sanzen. Guess what that is? The 3,000 realms in a single thought moment of life. Yeah. Really, a central point, a central teaching that so many Buddhists don't even know about, let alone understand. But it's my contention, and you may disagree, but it's my contention, as I see Nichiren talking about it, that if you really get or even start to etch your way into the meaning of the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment, you will begin to fathom. Your insights will begin to understand the massiveness of Buddha-ness, the profundity of opening the Buddha eye. It's huge. So I look forward to talking about that. For now, Honmon, I hope you have a good grasp of that term so it doesn't make you stumble in the midst of your gongyo. And I will see you in the next one. Please do like and subscribe. It's the simplest bodhisattva act you can do. It really helps grow the sangha. the algorithms being what they are. And if you can support, like many of you have, thank you so much, buying ebooks on threefoldloss.com or print books on Lulu, or donating through Patreon or PayPal. So important. I'm so grateful for that support. It allows me to do more and more and create books like this. So, and those of you who are helping proofread the book, again, many, many thanks. Please take care of your health. Keep your practice strong. Be kind. And I'll see you in the next one, okay? Bye for now.